Thank you, Chancel Choir, for that beautiful piece. As the children make their way forward to their spots for the Christmas pageant, I just want to say thank you for this beautiful coming together of so many groups, children of Central United Methodist Church, the preschool, and the child care people. We have some from the Boys and Girls Club joining us today, and the Cantus Choir and the Joy Singers have all prepared wonderful things for you today. The words are on the screen, so you can follow along should you not be able to hear so well from what the kids are saying. And also, there will be words for some of the songs posted, and so we hope that you'll join the choirs in singing those familiar hymns. They want you to sing with them, and that's why those words are up there, so that we can all continue to worship together. So we now present Michael Mouse.
A long, long time ago, on the night Jesus was born, there was a small mouse called Michael. He had big ears, a long tail, tiny eyes, and a red hat to keep out the cold. He was sleeping in a small hole, dreaming nice thoughts, when suddenly he was wakened by a strange noise. He came out and looked up at the sky. He saw it. It was as bright as day, though it was the middle of the night. Then he heard... Michael thought he would like to find out what all the scene was about, so he ran along to see his good friend, an owl.
What? What? Woo-hoo. There's a great commotion all because a baby has been born in Bethlehem. Everybody's going to see him.
Miles away, do you think it's worth me going to?
I'm sure you have a great time.
So off went Michael running as fast as he could, but it was a long way for a small mouse. At last he arrived and stood in the yard of the inn, outside the stable where Jesus had been born. He brushed himself down. He wanted this baby to see him at his best. Suddenly some sheep arrived.
Hello. Hello, Mrs. Yu. Where are you going?
I'm going to see the wee baby.
Can I come with you?
Have you got a present?
No,
answered Michael. He had not thought to bring a present.
Then you can't come with me.
What kind of present have you got, Mrs. Yu?
I've got some wool to keep the wee baby warm. Baa, baa, baa.
And into the stable walked the sheep. As they left, Michael heard another sound approaching.
Moo, moo, moo. Well, hello, Mrs. Coo. Sorry, Mrs. Cow. How do you do and where are you off to?
Moo, moo. I'm not off anywhere. I'm here to see the wee baby.
Would you give me a wee ride on your back so I can see him too?
Moo, moo. Do you have a present?
No.
Then you cannot come.
What kind of present have you got, Mrs. Cow?
I've got some milk in case the wee baby gets thirsty, Moo Moo.
So Miss Cow went into the stable, and Michael felt very sad, especially when he could hear people enjoying themselves. Michael tried to join in, then he heard another visitor arriving, this time a hen.
Cluck, cluck, cock-a-doodle-doo, cluck, cluck.
Well, hello, hen.
Is Mrs. Hen to you, son, if you don't mind?
Okay, okay, don't get your feathers rumbled. I'm surprised to see you here all the same.
Cluck, cluck, no surprise at all. This isn't my first baby I've visited. I like to see babies just as much as anyone else. Cluck, cluck.
That's why I'm here, just in case you were wondering what are the chances of us going in together. You see, I don't know anybody.
Have you got a present for the wee baby?
No, I don't.
Well, you can't come with me. At least I've brought some eggs with me. That's my gift to the child.
But I don't see any eggs.
That's because I haven't laid them yet. Cluck, cluck.
And off she went into the stable. Michael felt sadder and sadder. He wanted to go into the stable, so he walked a little closer and closer.
Meow, meow.
It was a big ginger cat.
Just what are you after?
I'm just here to see the wee baby. Be honest.
You're just here to see the wee baby, eh? Have you got a present for the wee baby?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're not getting in.
But what about you? You don't have a present for the wee baby. What are you doing in the stable?
Ahem, employed to keep you hoogans like you far away. Take this.
And he went to chase Michael, but Michael scampered away around the side of the stable. He heard singing, but he just couldn't get in. He sat down and felt like crying. Suddenly, Michael wondered if he could climb up to it. He did it so slowly, he felt how strongly the wind was blowing, almost a gale. He squeezed into the hole, so he was just half in and half out. He had very good view and could see everything. When he noticed Jesus, Mother Mary was looking at him, smiling. She got Joseph to look at Michael, and he mouthed the words, "Thank you." That puzzled Michael. But then he realized there was a draft coming from the hole, and Jesus might feel cold. But he had stopped the draft. He stayed there for the rest of the night and heard Mary sing a lullaby. He saw a very special visitor arrive with very expensive gifts. He saw Joseph cut off some of the sheep's wool and put it over Jesus. The cow was milked and the hen laid her eggs. When morning came, Michael climbed down the outside wall and headed for home. By the time he got back, he was very tired, but his friend Owl was waiting for him.
I've heard all about it, you know. They told me all about it, and they told me about how you didn't get in to see the baby because you didn't have a present for him.
Oh, yes, I saw the baby Jesus.
But I thought you didn't have a present. What did you give him?
I gave him me for as long as he needed me.
Then Michael disappeared into his hole. And this is where the story ends, with Michael's words. I gave him me for as long as he needed me. And there's no better gift to give to Jesus today or any day. The end.
Stood very tall, and they swore. Him the Christ child smiled that there